Washington. This is VOA News. Turkey refuses to arm Kurds fighting in Kobani. An international aid agency issues a dire warning about Ebola. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Turkey says it will not arm or agree to arms transfers to Kurdish fighters battling Islamic State militants for control of Kobani, the Syrian town just across the Turkish border. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the embattled Kurdish forces equal to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has waged a 30-year armed campaign for self-rule in Turkey. A high-level Arab League delegation met with Iraqi leaders Sunday, offering their support in the country's battle against the Islamic State group and terrorism. Edgar Duranian reports.
In a joint news conference with the Arab League delegation, Iraqi Foreign Minister Ibrahim Jaafari said the new spirit of relations between Iraq and its neighbors is the product of a series of recent joint meetings, including a conference in Saudi Arabia last month. Jaafari notes some Arab states have pledged to help Iraq with arms, humanitarian aid, logistics, air power, intelligence, and training. He adds they would not be sending ground troops. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The international aid agency Oxfam is appealing to European Union foreign ministers to do more to fight Ebola, a disease Oxfam says could be the definitive humanitarian disaster of our generation. The chief of the British charity, Mark Goldring, called for more troops, funding, and medical staff to be sent to Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia, the countries hardest hit by the epidemic. This is VOA News. The United Nations says Iraq is carrying out executions at an alarming rate, often after judges ignored claims by defendants that they are subjected to torture to get them to confess. The new UN report says Iraqi authorities have executed several hundred prisoners since restoring the death penalty in 2005, including 60 in the first 9 months this year. More than 1,700 others are awaiting execution. Four civilians have been killed in new fighting between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Last month's ceasefire has mostly held in the region, except in the separatist stronghold of Donetsk, where Kiev's forces and the insurgents have engaged in daily clashes for control of the city's airport. At least 40 people remain missing and presumed dead after an unexpected blizzard struck a popular Himalayan trekking route last week. Nepalese search teams traveling by helicopter continue to scan high-altitude areas in orders gradually turning from a rescue to a recovery operation. At least 39 hikers are confirmed dead, among them Canadians, Indians, Israelis, Slovaks, and Poles, but mostly Nepalese porters. Army officials say they hope that improved weather conditions will help speed things up. Many of the hikers were on Nepal's popular Annapurna Trail, where the storm produced avalanches. India's ruling Bharatiya Janata Party gained control of two key states, trouncing the Congress Party and consolidating its position as the country's dominant party. The results will strengthen Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who won a landslide victory in national elections 5 months ago. Anjana Pasricha has details.
The Bharatiya Janata Party's huge margin over its rivals put it on course to form governments in the northern Haryana and western Maharashtra states, setting off huge celebrations by party workers. BJP head Amit Shah called the victories an endorsement of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Shah says people have put a stamp of approval on the programs and the manner in which the BJP has been running the federal government. In a tweet, Prime Minister Modi called the win historic and a matter of immense happiness and pride. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Hong Kong's leader is accusing foreign forces of involvement in the Chinese territory's pro-democracy protests. During a TV interview Sunday, Leung Chun-ying said the weeks-long demonstrations are not entirely a domestic movement. However, he declined to name the foreign countries or groups he believes are behind the protests. Earlier in the day, Hong Kong police clashed with protesters, deepening a sense of impasse between the government and the pro-democracy movement. Associated Press said 20 people were injured. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.